It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. There's news today in the struggle for control of Zimbabwe. A long-awaited vote recount showed that the opposition really did win control of parliament there. That could mean trouble for President Robert Mugabe. He's run the country for 28 years. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission would not say when it will release results of the disputed presidential election. The commission statement came a day after riot police raided opposition headquarters in the capital, Harare. They ransacked offices and carted away more than 200 activists. We turn now to Dumisani Maleya. He's a political reporter for the Zimbabwe Independent newspaper. He's in Harare. Hello, Mr. Maleya.
Yes, good evening.
Now, you've just come from an Electoral Commission press conference, I understand. So they confirmed the parliamentary results, but not the presidential count. Why not?
They haven't given us the reasons why they haven't been able to announce those results. But we understand from sources within the commission that the results of the presidential election, which are now more than 3 weeks overdue, they will be announced this weekend, which means either later today or tomorrow.
Do you believe that? Is that a firm date that they'll release those results?
Yeah, we think they will this time because the pressure has been mounting at home and abroad. Pressure has been coming from world organizations like the United Nations and other regional bodies.
How are people, Zimbabweans, reacting to this government crackdown?
Well, people, they are definitely angry. There's a groundswell of anger in the country. The people are angry over the issue of withholding of the presidential election results, over the issue of the crackdown, the violence which is being perpetrated by state agents, and also over the economic conditions here. The economy is virtually collapsed. People are living in squalor and poverty, and there is a great deal of hopelessness and desperation.
What does that mean for how regular Zimbabweans see the Mugabe government?
Well, yeah, by the day, people think that this regime is becoming increasingly repressive. This is a regime which has long passed its sell-by date, and the sooner it is removed out of power, the better for everyone.
The U.S. envoy to the region says that a runoff might be impossible given the social concerns, the tensions on the ground.
Yes, there are a lot of people who think that a runoff will only help to fuel the tension, political tension, and they therefore think that a negotiated political settlement will be better than engaging in a runoff. But it's a view which is problematic from a constitutional point of view, because if it is found that no candidate won the majority, which is 51%, you cannot then say, let's abort the constitutional process and have a negotiated settlement which is not supported by the constitutional dispensation in the country.
Dumisani Maleya covers political news for the Zimbabwe Independent. Thanks very much, Mr. Maleya.
Okay, thanks.